I'm Marty Moscoen, and you're listening to Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. A new study from the Consumer Bankruptcy Project found that there's been a dramatic increase in the number of people 65 and older declaring bankruptcy, three times the number a generation ago. Bankruptcy for younger adults, I should say, by contrast, has been decreasing over the years. There are some key stressors at play driving up the costs of older age and driving down the income for seniors and retirees. The report says that older Americans who file for bankruptcy owe more than $3 for every dollar of income. Well, here to explain the numbers and what they mean is Deborah Thorne. She's associate professor of sociology in the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at the University of Idaho, co-principal investigator on this report. And Deborah Thorne, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times. Good morning.
It's great to finally be here.
And I should say to our listeners, we had some technical problems on Monday, but we wanted to get Deborah Thorne on this week. You can join us, 1-888-477-9499. You can send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. Deborah, there are many ways that you could measure a financial crisis. What do bankruptcies tell us?
Well, the bankruptcies are pretty much just the tip of the iceberg, right? There's about 800,000 households that file a year. So they are, you know, a small sample of Americans who are filing. Older people, we believe the rate's going up, is kind of just a tip of the iceberg of what they're struggling with. But what the study and what the results suggest is that the leading pushes into bankruptcy, I don't want to say causes, we have to be careful with that, but the leading catalysts into bankruptcy for older folks are a decline in income, and we know that that can happen a variety of ways, and medical issues. And at that age, we would expect that we're going to face some health problems. It happens as we get older.
Sure.
And then we don't have in the report, but also came up was older people who are helping their children, helping other family members, was a notable reason for them. About a third of them said that that was one of the reasons behind their bankruptcy, was that they were trying to help others.
Well, let me pick up on those three in separate categories.
Sure.
If we're talking about income, A lot of older people are still working, but there is, of course, Social Security. If some people have saved for IRAs or 401k or even pensions or what's left of pensions, the typical older person, I realize that covers a lot of years there.
It does. 16
are they
to 90, 65 to 92?
65 to 92. That's a lot of people and a large age span there. Are people that age mostly living on Social Security or a mix of these funds?
It was a mix, based on some of the stories that they wrote at the back of their surveys. For example, people said they had enough. I'm just going to give you some of the anecdotal, right? Some of the stories that they wrote to us. They said that they had lost thousands and thousands of dollars in the downturn of 2008. So that, in fact, they had done the right thing, right, and saved something anyway, and they had lost a lot of their money. Other people said that, and this is one of the ones that is heart-wrenching. They had money in their 401ks and their retirement accounts, and they stripped that money.
Oh, they took it out?
To pay off their debts.
Oh, wow. So they had that nest egg was not there for them.
Not anymore. It's such a struggle to read about this and to read their stories when they did have money in retirement. Mm-hmm. We don't know how much, right? How much they lost. I don't know that. But they said that they had money in retirement and they took their money out to pay off bills, medical bills primarily.
Well, let me pick up on that. And there's actually a tweet from Chris says the root of this bankruptcy problem, medicine, 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 no.
Yeah.
And you mentioned this, and in many ways, even with Medicare, copays are up, costs are up. How are older people covering these costs? Or apparently they're not.
They're not. They're not. I've read that 20% of, on average, right, 20% of folks' income when they're on Medicare is 20% of their income is going to pay co-pays and other costs that are not covered by Medicare. So it's not, I think there's a real misunderstanding, and I had this initially too. I'm 56. I'm, you know, starting to check these things out. Like, oh, Medicare will cover me, right? If when I'm older, it won't cost me anything, and that's not true. And so, what we're finding is that people, for them, Medicare is not adequate, or there are things that are not covered. For example, they're just absolutely stripping them. Stripping their resources.
Well, let me look at a piece of that, which is, now this goes back a couple of years, but for someone aged 65 to 74, 75 to 84, between 34 and 40% of their Social Security income is being spent on health care.
Right, right. I don't doubt that. We're hearing from these folks that they just can't make ends meet. And we know that a lot of people are going into retirement with only Social Security, which we can, you know, I've had people say, well, why didn't these folks put away, and why don't older people in general start putting away more money? And that assumes that they have jobs that are lucrative enough to do that. And for most folks, when we start looking at how much they're spending in medical care and the types of things they're confronting, that's the other thing. Often if it's a quick medical problem, you know, you break your leg, or that's not quick, but relative to something like diabetes, a chronic problem like diabetes or cancer or Parkinson's, we start to get into some of these issues. Right. Once they become chronic, those bills are just through the roof for these folks.
In fact, for people 85 and older, they spend 74% of their Social Security income on out-of-pocket spending for Medicare benefits. So they're spending most of their money to cover their health care costs.
And what do you say to that, right? What I believe, as a sociologist, we tend to look at structural reasons for these big trends in society. And it's not the individual who maybe didn't work hard enough to stay healthy, but these are policy decisions. This is the fallout from policy decisions around how we pay for health care in this country. And we're seeing that come home to roost. As we live longer, we face more medical problems, more health problems, and it's expensive. Individuals clearly cannot cover those costs. But what's happened, and this is so critical, is that we have government policies or government decisions have been made such that we shift those risks, those financial risks associated with healthcare, onto individuals. And this is one of the implications of that, is that we see them going into bankruptcy for this.
And it's interesting, even I think before the Great Depression, something like 2/3 of older Americans were in poverty. They were poor.
Yes.
And then we had, you know, the safety net was created, Social Security, Medicare, and older people were lifted out of poverty. Are you concerned that we're going to reverse that trend? Or we are?
We already have. There's a great book called Falling Short, and where they look at the retirement system, but they talk about the golden age of retirement was between 1980 and 2000. Mm-hmm. So that's where you have folks who, not everyone, okay, let's be clear, there are a lot of Americans who didn't have these benefits, but had pensions, could afford their health care, maybe their health care was covered by their employer. Social Security was good, covered a lot of their costs or met their financial needs. And he said, that's over. So we in the early 1900s, late 1800s, lots incredible poverty and homelessness among older people. We respond to it starting in about the 30s. We say, we're going to fix this. This is unacceptable. A lot of people, older people benefited. Peaked, according to these authors, in Falling Short in 80 and to 2000. And now we're seeing large social shifts that are undeniable. And this is a reflection of it. Our research is capturing some of that.
Let me ask you, if an older person, and we're speaking about older people on the show today, but if an older person then files for bankruptcy, mm-hmm. does that fix the problem? Do they get to start over? If you're 75 and essentially broke, what options do you have?
Well, I get people say, oh, you're so pessimistic and so negative. I'm like, no, I'm very realistic. What happens? So let's say you file at 75 or even 65. But look, you can't, your working years are over. They're long behind you. Some people in the study were still working, but they're not working at lucrative jobs. And so you file and you get rid of those existing bills. And that's a huge relief because the dunning from the debt collectors is unbearable for a lot of people. It really does push them into bankruptcy. They can't take it anymore. But you're still broke when you come out the other end. You're better off, I think, emotionally because you don't have to deal with the debt collectors anymore. But you still don't have any money in savings. And this is what is so disturbing when I look at the data and they suggest people are stripping their 401ks to pay their bills, to pay their debts. When they do that, they go into the bankruptcy court with nothing in reserve. They've stripped everything to try to pay these bills. They go into bankruptcy court with everything gone. They exit bankruptcy with their bills are discharged. They're dismissed. Their credit or their debts are gone. But they don't have anything left.
Right.
They stripped it all to try to pay this what they owed, and they come out the other end with nothing left. And where it's particularly tragic is when people are facing a chronic medical illness. I published a piece with Katie Porter where we look at 2 years down the road, how did bankruptcy serve these folks? And about a third of them said their situation is worse or as bad as the day they filed. And it's most likely among older people and sick people.
You mentioned a couple of trends at work here, and the other is that older people are helping to support their children, perhaps their grandchildren, or maybe even their great-grandchildren, either with their debts or college or school or whatever. Is that, how strong a pressure is that?
In what way? How strong of a pressure?
Well, in terms of just making it really hard for an older person to be able to cover their own bills, but also avoid bankruptcy court.
Right. So I'll speak to some of the things that people wrote about. Grandparents whose children were killed in accidents, and they end up being parents for three grandchildren. People whose children, adult children, have died of drug overdoses and we have to think broadly here, we've got this opioid epidemic that we're having to deal with as well. The grandparents end up taking care of their grandchildren. Some of the adult children, for example, have student loan debt and they can't afford to buy a home, so they're moving in with their parents. And it sounds like a good idea, I think, on the surface, but often there are expenses that come along with supporting your children through this. And I know there are suggestions that parents, particularly older parents, need to tell their children no. And co-signing for student loans comes in here, too. Need to tell their children no.
Hard to do, though.
Yeah. So you say no to your child, you go file bankruptcy. I don't want to. It's kind of, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
We just have a minute or two before I have to say goodbye. A tweet from Ian: to Canada and the UK have elder bankruptcy crisis. I don't know if you know the answer to that. Is this something uniquely American, or is this, I mean, older people are living longer around the world. Is this a global trend?
Yes. I mean, people are living longer around globally, but very, I don't know of any other country that is as punitive as we are when it comes to the cost of health care. So if you look around at medical bankruptcies, what you would describe as a medical bankruptcy, we're pretty stellar in the United States when it comes to being at the top of the percentage of our citizens who are filing medical bankruptcies. Most other advanced or leading countries have universal health care. We choose not to.
And that's one of the reasons.
Yeah,
and that's one. And of course, our healthcare costs are so expensive, and obviously, with a limited income for an older person, Deborah Thorne, that's where the problems start.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to end on that note. Thank you so much for joining us today, Radio Times. Glad to have you back. As I said, some technical problems we had on Monday, and Deborah Thorne, Associate Professor of Sociology in the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at the University of Idaho. She's co-principal investigator on this new report from the Consumer Bankruptcy Project, saying that older Americans are declaring bankruptcy at higher rates. Go to WHYY.org/Radio Times, and you can find out more about the program. You can download a podcast of the show. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Diana Martinez, the engineer for today's edition of Radio Times, the show produced by Debbie Builder, John Ahrens, and Alex Stern. I'm Marty Moscowane. Thank you so much for joining us.